Welcome to the Warrior Meditation. Let's begin by finding a quiet place for yourself, a quiet, relaxing place where you can have no distractions, and you're able to either sit or lie down, whatever's most comfortable for you, and just a place where you can really allow yourself to go deeply into this guided meditation. So, please find that space for yourself. And then when you're in that place and position of either sitting or laying down, I invite you to close your eyes. And again, just allow yourself to listen, to take these words and images and feelings deep inside you. So let's begin by bringing our awareness to our breathing. And just beginning to notice the movement of breath in and out. Just reconnecting with that act of life that's happening all the time without us needing to do anything to make it happen. And just knowing that you don't need to change anything about your breathing right now. This is just a basic awareness practice. So just simply being aware, breathing in and breathing out. In and out. So just allow yourself to connect with that breathing rhythm for a moment. And also just to settle yourself inside your body. Just again, noticing without judgment or a need to change anything, just any sensations that may be present in your body, anything from tension or discomfort to just a neutral feeling, or even a pleasant or a strong feeling. Just taking a moment to notice what's going on inside your body as you connect with your breath. And then just continue using that breath as an anchor point throughout this guided meditation as you need it. So to be in touch with your warrior spirit means to be in touch with your strength and your stability. And that strength and stability comes through a connection with your body and through a connection with the earth. So we'll begin by remembering that body and earth connection. Imagine yourself walking, going out to one of your favorite places in nature. So just take a moment to feel where that might be for you and to really see that in your mind's eye and feel that place for you. And then feel yourself putting one foot down on the ground as the other foot raises up to take the next step. Just feel that motion, that gentle motion of walking. And notice the sensation of the grass or sand or whatever it is that's actually underneath your feet. Just feel that. What does that feel like? And then the sensation of the earth that's below that. There's always the earth supporting us, no matter where we are walking. Even when we're inside walking on cement floors, beneath that, earth is there, always supporting us with strength and stability. So as you take each step, Notice what it feels like to be supported by that rootedness, that stability. And then as you take another step, find a spot where the soil or the sand is loose and easy to put your hands into. And then just sit down on that place on the earth. And place your hands on the ground and maybe dig in a little bit, whether it's the soil or sand or some other material. And in your hands, feel that texture of the earth. What do you feel? What do you notice? When you connect to the element of earth inside yourself, you also connect with that same sense of groundedness, of stability. When you feel overwhelmed with grief or anger or fear or other emotions, you can touch the earth, and you can do that both literally and metaphorically, and draw on her strength and stability. At times when you feel spaced out or distracted, that earth energy is what helps to bring you back to this moment, this place right now. So just feel, what is that like for you to have that deepened connection to the element of earth? What does that feel like in your body right now? Just noticing. The element of earth helps you to become grounded and secure. It supports you to take action, to stand strong, to move forward. Earth is the steady rock that enables you to stand up and weather any storm that is coming your way. The warrior is rooted in this power of the earth. And it's a power that is in protection of life, in contrast to a power over that seeks to dominate or destroy life. Just feel the warrior energy inside of you, rooted in your love for the earth and all life. And know that the motivation from your actions comes from this place of all-encompassing, fierce and courageous love, the kind of love that a mother has when protecting her children. Just feel the fierceness and the courage that's present in that kind of love. From this place, you can draw on the power of the warrior to show up, to be visible, to take a stand against what might harm or what is threatening to harm, to say, no, this can't go on, this has to stop. And remembering always that this power is rooted in love. The fully awakened warrior is able to witness her own pain with love. The fully awakened warrior is able to witness the pain of the world with great love. The fully awakened warrior calls on her or his courage and presence to embody a commitment to protect life and to stand up to whatever is harming or threatening harm to life. So again, just noticing how this feels in your body to be connected to that warrior spirit and the element of earth. And know that your courage and strength as a warrior actually empowers others through your own example and intention. So now, as we close, I invite you to bring your hand to your heart, the center of our courage and our fierce love. And just take a moment to notice how your body and your heart feels right now. Take a deep breath in and release it. And acknowledge the warrior energy that lives inside you. And thank it in a way that feels right to you. You can let your hand return, thanking your heart, and letting your hand return to where it was. And as you feel ready, you can gently open your eyes. And know that you can access that power of the warrior when you need it. It's always there for you.